You'd say, if you got grease on your hands, you'd say, boy, my hands are all
greasy.
Yeah. And another thing, if you took your car in, they might check the water in the...
Well, I have a radiator and antifreeze.
What would they used to burn in lamps when you were...
Cool oil.
They did. Yeah. That'd be mostly... Of course, nowadays, with electric, they have those things inside of a lamp that burn. You call them...
Wicks.
Yeah, and then wicks was, what they would burn. And then on the modern day ones, like that one over there, it's lit up by...
Electricity.
Mm-hmm. And then the thing inside the lamp that actually lights up, you call it a...
Bulb?
And inside, like on a modern car, the inside of the tire, you call it the inner...
The what?
On a modern type tire on a car, you call the inside part the inner... Inside of each tire, there's a inner...
I've never had nothing but common old cars.
Well, I think it's in every kind of a car. Inside of the tire, there's an inner... They call it inner... Inner tube?
The what?
Inner tube.
In the tar?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it said car.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Inner tube.
Yeah. They still have them, don't they? I didn't know if they still... Somebody had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, they'd say they were going to...
Well, I wouldn't know. You go boat riding?
They'd say that. Have you ever heard anybody say they were going to launch a boat?
Yeah.
Sometimes they might use it like that. They'd say, I'm going to go down and...
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call a kind of boat that people might use to go fishing, like just, on a little lake that we kind of have a...
Skipper?
Oh, yeah. Sort of in the old days, if a woman wanted to buy a dress or something of a certain color, well, she might take like a little square of cloth and they'd call that a... Take it in, kind of to match it, maybe.
Well, I don't know, that'd be a patch.
Mm-hmm. And if a company had something new that they wanted you to try, they might send you a free
sample.
And if you were to see a little girl and she had on a dress that you thought was very becoming to her, you might say, well, that sure is a
pretty dress.
Yeah. And what would you call one of those things that a woman might wear over her dress in the kitchen? To keep the stuff, your dress from getting dirty.
I guess the apron.
Exactly. And if a person wanted to sign their name in ink, they'd use a...
Pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper on, you'd use a...
Paper pen.
And, this next part's about clothing. Like in the winter time when it's real cold, what would you put on to go outside?
Well, a jumper mostly.
Oh, you would. And then on top of, if it was on top of your clothes, you might put on a...
Sweater?
Yeah, and then on top of a sweater, you might...
Overcoat?
Yeah. And if you were talking about men's clothes, and you said, now matching coat and pants would be a
suit.